Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. We thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her oral update on the situation of human rights in Nicaragua. Uruguay expresses its concern in the face of the serious human rights crisis in Nicaragua and the suggested constitutional reforms, which could further threaten the existence of a rule of law in Nicaragua and would further undermine the fundamental freedoms of the Nicaraguan people. We remain deeply concerned by the fact that since February 2023, at least 546 Nicaraguan people have been stripped of their citizenship, leaving many of them stateless. Uruguay condemns the acts of repression that continue against Nicaraguan citizens and human rights defenders, journalists, political opponents, members of the indigenous communities, members of the church, and anyone who voices dissent. We regret the hounding of individual freedoms, which are done in violation of international law, and we call for the Nicaraguan government to rejoin the international concert and cooperate with UN mechanisms and lead a constructive dialogue which will help consolidate the rule of law and respect for the fundamental rights and freedoms of the Nicaraguan people. Thank you.